Patty.
Yeah, she probably knows what a minute is by now. 5 minutes. That's so true. I'll take one and pass it.
I'm Patty Heffley, and I'm the local station board secretary. The chair, Bertel Reimers, is very sorry he could not make it. His wife went in the hospital this week, and she's sick, so it was immediate family problem. So, and the vice chair and treasurer were asked and were not able to attend as well. In this report is information from the chair and the treasurer, as well as from information made available to the public through the WBAI newsletters and managers' reports that shed light on the current situation and what we face in the future at WBAI. First, you have a basic informational report from the chair in your books as to what the LSB has been doing since its inception. And a correction, the attendance grid included is incorrect and does not reflect the actual attendance. There are four WBAI LSB standing committees that relate to the duties of the LSB as stated in the bylaws: finance, programming, management evaluation, and membership outreach and fundraising. All the committees are meeting regularly except the COI, which will be convened next week. The Ad Hoc Election Committee Review Committee submitted reports to the National Committee before ending. Also included in the report is how some members of the LSB have assisted in WBAI in the following ways: looking for a potential new space for the station. Some have developed a phone bank program to call those who have not fulfilled their pledges and seeking why. Assisted the premiums department in obtaining premiums that are long overdue in delivery. And launched print campaign with Gore Vidal CDs in the nation, bringing in 400 new listeners, members, and $14,000 more. And I guess that's increased now. I have passed out a detail of fundraising dates and details that were culled from the WBAI official newsletter. You can see the money raised, dates of drives and extensions, etc. This is all, it's probably not perfect, but it's fairly accurate. In addition to the printed report, there are two other items I would like to mention. First, WBAI is just finishing its May fund drive, which began May 10th and was extended through today. Despite a week's extension, it has not met its goal of $1.1 million. It may not meet its adjusted goal of $900,000. As of midnight last night, the total pledge was $817,000. Instead of the goal of $58,000 a day, the average in the last fund drive has been $32,700 a day. This is the fourth consecutive drive that has underachieved by having to be extended for several days in one instance or by not reaching its goal even after extension. In order to meet the station's budget, interim mini drives have been necessary. Approximately 81.5 days have been devoted to on-air fundraising, or over 20% of the last year. You can see the details on the sheet that I've handed out. Listeners are repeatedly told to pledge to save the station and to save people's jobs. Maybe you know layoffs have been threatened and rescinded all year long. Some LSB members are concerned about the amount of fundraising on air and whether the current subscriber base is sufficient to cover the station's budget. On May 28th, there was a special emergency WBAI Finance Committee meeting called by the Executive Director and the CFO to address the poor results of the current fund drive. In addition to the Finance Committee, in attendance was Ravi Reddy, a financial consultant, the General Manager Don Rojas, the new Development Director, the Program Director, two AFTRA shop stewards, and two of the unpaid staff organizing committee stewards. According to the LSB Treasurer, Paul Surivel, these were the financial solutions announced at the meeting. Pacifica, CFO Lonnie Hicks, and consultant Ravi Reddy are developing new guidelines for financial operations at BAI that will include more management controls, among other things. The CFO said he has identified $100,000 in non-salary spending cuts, but he gave no specifics. Pacifica and WBAI management expressed confidence that by extending the fund drive through June 5th, $900,000 would be raised. Again, as of last night, it was $817,000. More solutions are as follows. There will be 6 theme days of fundraising in June and July, featuring day-long broadcasts on health and other issues. In the same period, there will be 6 cyber fund drives in which listeners will be asked to go to the website to make pledges and buy premiums. That is 12 more days of fundraising in 2 months, as some members of the LSB are worried about donor fatigue. Also, the LSB is being asked to raise $100,000 in fiscal year 05. And each LSB...
Patty, I'm sorry, it's 5 minutes.
All right, finish your sentence and wrap it up.
No one stopped anybody.
I know. Else. Go ahead. Just finish.
I'm almost finished anyway. Yeah. It's almost done. And each LSB member is being asked to contribute individually at least $500. We are looking for... Each LSB member is being asked to contribute individually at least $500. We are looking for responsible proposals from management. Mostly what has been proposed so far are more fund drives. One thing that doesn't seem to have been addressed is the programming. It is the view of many members of the LSB that programmatic changes to increase and motivate our listeners need to be considered in addition to the extra fundraising measures. There are many more issues to address at the station that have been discovered by members of the board while doing the committee work and through volunteering at the station. Management has been responsive by answering the questions raised by the members, which has been helpful. Thank you.
Thank you, Patty. All right. Questions for Patty? Any questions for Patty? Ray? Mark, William, anybody out down here? David, Lonnie? Okay.
Yes, buddy, I just have one statement about, you just said that people were expected to contribute. I think maybe a better term would be to generate, because it's making it sound like, that's where I heard you, that people are expected to pull out the wallet and give the money.
I believe that's the case, that either way, one way or the other.
Okay, Mark?
Thank you. I had two things. One, I know I've heard sometimes that the staffing is rather high in New York, and I'm just wondering, if you have a $1.1 million pledge goal each and every time, and you've had difficulties 4 in a row, it would seem to me that maybe 1.1 is not the figure. And you know what I mean? But is it a figure that you have to plug in there in order to maintain your level of operations, what's the driving factor that keeps the 1.1 million showing up time and time again?
I'm not really sure. I think that operating under a provisional budget, or no budget was ever actually passed for fiscal year 04. So I think it's really hard to say. The finances are just coming together. They've sent a person to help us with the finances. So I think it's really unclear. There is a, I think, 32 or 33 or 34. I'm not really sure how many full paid time staff positions at WBI.
William.
Thank you.
I don't know.
Each time BAI has been mentioned at a meeting, it's been the whole issue around the fundraising. And from the reports I've been getting, it's been getting better. Your report here doesn't sound like that. So my question is, if every LSB member has been asked to generate, which is very different from contributing, is it generate?
It makes sense. Either generate.
So to generate $500, my question is, are there resources for you at the station? Are there donor lists that you can solicit from? Have there been campaigns mentioned that you guys, are you guys brainstorming about ways how to generate funding outside of plugging on the fund drive? Because there are ways to generate income outside of fund drives. And I'm just curious what that's looked like on the LSB level and how staff has cooperated with the board on doing that.
Well, as I said, some members of the board have been going in and making phone calls to members that have not paid their pledges to seek why and have raised up the fulfillment level. That's one thing. There is one of our members did the Gore Vidal thing. I mean, there are ways of doing it, but we also have an extremely, and also it's in our budget, there's a line item that we're supposed to raise $100,000 as well. I'm just a little concerned. I think that there's a lot of work to be done, that the LSB has to begin to govern these stations and network to help out, and if we are spending all our time fundraising $100,000, we really will, I think, fail in the governance, and hopefully they'll find a solution on the air or other ways to raise money that the LSB can do its work and the $100,000 can be raised on the air.
David.
Yeah, a couple of things. One is, these pledges are always given in amounts of money, and I've been wanting for a long time to see in parallel number of pledges, because depending
yes.
on who cares about your programming, your amounts may be different. So I think we should see that. I keep hearing about all the conflict, and I know about all the polarization there. In terms of raising money, you need to feel part of it. You need to feel heard to be able to go, and you need to feel like you know what's going to happen when you go. I'm just wondering whether you think if this board were at some point to help provide some money for a retreat for your board and staff, whether there's any possibility of reducing some of the conflict that I'm hearing coming from that place. Because until and unless that happens, I don't see how you guys can solve your... I mean, by whatever means, people have got to kind of start pulling together, and all I'm hearing is pulling apart.
Okay, thank you. That's registered. Do you want to respond?
The LSB had its own little retreat a couple weeks ago where we had a parliamentarian and the Theater of the Oppressed where we tried to learn to work together because there's contention on the board as well, some between probably somewhat staff members, but not all. It's very mixed. People are really cross-pollinating as on voting and such issues. As far as the relationships with the staff, I can only say in the committees there are the programming committee, which I'm not a member of, was quite contentious at the beginning. And I think there does have to, it sounds like KPFA has similar problems. I think the network, personally saying, has problems with with exactly the situation of listeners. As someone has actually, Roger explained, the new governance body is like a transplanted organ. You know, it's like this, the network has had an organ transplanted into it, and everything is rejecting it. And it's going to take some time before we're able to, like, assimilate and get along and realize that, you know, without the listeners, there would be no Pacifica. Without good programming, there would be no listeners. And somehow that all has to work together. And without good programmers and staff, we're not going to also get anywhere. So there really, it is a Bertolt Brecht said, you know, it really is it's a pipes going back and forth that has to begin to work better.
Okay, Lonnie, and then we're going to...
Can I...
No. It's going to be the end after
Lonnie.
Just for
clarification, because there was an information given and I was part of the meeting.
No.
Don't do that to the
chair. Lonnie, please.
Well, I was at the meeting in New York, and I have a different view of what happened. I also have a different view of what needs to be done. Now, let me just say two or three things. I don't think it's helpful to come to the board meeting and make political statements and do blame.
I don't
think... Can I have...
Yes, I'm sorry. Please speak.
Can I can have a say, can I not? I didn't interrupt you folks, so let me have my say. Thank you. I was there.
Carol, please.
Please.
Carol.
Yeah, you can make a case in any situation in Pacifica that someone else is wrong.
Please just go ahead, Lonnie.
Okay. Yeah, there are expenses that can be reduced at WBAI, and of course, with a drive like they were having, there's going to be a need to deal with the expense side. And also, it's true, you do need to look at the revenue figure of 1.1. Oh, that's true. And that will happen. Happened last time when we developed a recovery plan for WBAI, where it did involve expense reduction, and it may involve staff reductions. This is true. Management understands it. And I think I made it clear at the meeting that I went to. The agreement at that meeting, which was barely 2 weeks ago, is that if the drive didn't go well, at the time it was going much better, that was not in your report. The drive was going much better that week we were there. We said we'd give it another week to see how it was going, then we'd come back. That is where it was left. Now,
time, Lonnie.
Okay, last thing. She went on for a minute. Last thing, since I'm the last one. Is that we said we would, the board members should look at giving or getting $500 that is generated. Very different than requiring that they contribute. It's not accurate. The last thing is the idea of that board is not all the same. Some of the folks on the board, the astounding thing that happened to me when I was there is I found out one half the calls that were coming in for that drive, one quarter to one half, were not being picked up. That's terrible. Quarter to one half, yeah. That's not good.
Okay, thank you. And thank you very much, Patty.
Thank you.